There's something magical about stepping into a rickhouse. The air is thick with oak and caramel, and the barrels quietly hold a thousand stories. That's the essence of whiskey aging. Time, wood, and patience weaving together to create something remarkable. Now, a lot of people think age is just a number on a bottle. But really, it's a clue to the journey inside. A 10-year whiskey can be lively and bold, brimming with spice and vanilla, while an 18-year whiskey often leans into elegance, depth, and subtle layers of dried fruit or leather. But here's the twist. Older doesn't always mean better. Sometimes a whiskey spends so long in the barrel that the oak takes over, muting the spirit itself. That's why many distillers play with no age statement whiskeys, blending different years together to hit a perfect flavor balance. It's also why you can't compare a bourbon and a scotch just by their labels. In Kentucky's hot summers, bourbon matures fast, so a 6-year bourbon can taste as rich as a 12-year scotch that's been resting in Scotland's cool, damp climate. And of course, every cigar lover knows the fun part, pairing by age. A fiery young bourbon sings alongside a mild Connecticut, while an 18-year scotch deserves the company of a bold Maduro. Balance, not bragging rights, is what makes the pairing shine. So the next time you pour a dram, don't just look at the number. Think about the story, the climate, the barrel, and the years of silence that gave it character. And if you enjoy exploring whiskey's world alongside cigars, join me over at Smoke Signals on Substack, where we dive into the stories, the pairings, and the lifestyle that make this passion worth savoring.